So today I'm reading some of the instructions of our acharyas about the holy name, especially Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur. There's an interesting book called Harinam Chintamani, discussion between Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Haridas Thakur. And in that, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking from Haridas Thakur how to properly take shelter of the holy name. So one of the instructions is, the devotee should make it a regular practice to spend a little time alone in a quiet place and concentrate deeply on the holy name. Even the greatest acharyas, they would try to find a place which was free from distraction. You see, Shyamananda, who also had a cave underground. Of course, we don't have to go to caves, but at least a place where there is no distraction. And he's saying here that one should concentrate deeply on the holy name. It's very important. Just like when you look at the ocean, you cannot find just from the surface many jewels. But if somebody dives deep into the ocean, Gotakhor, there are people who can go deep into the ocean and collect valuable jewels. Similarly, one has to dive deeply into the nectarian ocean of the holy name to receive the jewel of Krishna Prem. Haridas Thakur says, he should utter and hear the name distinctly. It is impossible for the jiva to single-handedly overcome illusion of maya. By the mercy of the Lord, this is easily accomplished. The words, mame vaya prapadyanti. By our effort, we cannot conquer maya. We cannot attain success in chanting by our effort. By the mercy of the holy name, we can chant the holy name. And therefore, it is essential to prayerfully beg for the Lord's grace with great humility. There are three important words. To prayerfully beg for the Lord's mercy with great humility. Not just ask, but prayerfully beg. Like Haridas Thakur has a very nice prayer, which you can repeat. He would say, Kripa Kari Nama Rupe Mora Jivhaya Nirantara Nacha Prabhu Dhari Tava Paya. The translation is, my Lord, please be merciful to me, and in the form of the holy name, please dance on my tongue and thus purify me. Srila Prabhupada says in one lecture that when we chant Hare Krishna, it is as good as Krishna is dancing on our tongue. Next, Haridas Thakur says, those who attempt to take up devotional service on their merit of individual intelligence, mental expertise, will find that all their endeavors are fruitless. Their success in holy name is not dependent on one's material abilities. Lord Krishna's mercy is the prime cause of successful work. And then Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says something similar. He says, remain in this place and chant the holy name in a regular fashion. Read Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Mahaprabhu is especially merciful to those who are humble in mind and who consider themselves incapable. When we try very best, but still the mind is wandering, we realize I am helpless, and then the Lord's mercy flows. If we chant the holy name loudly, then laziness will not be able to swallow us. Do not be preoccupied with the end result of chanting. Even if you are not successful, constantly chant with patience and tolerance, forbearance. The Lord will certainly not silently and do nothing. I'm sorry. The Lord will not sit silently and do nothing. So do not think that Krishna is not listening to your tongue, to your chanting. Gaurhari will certainly reward every practitioner according to the nature of the practice, according to our sincerity. And finally he says, all auspiciousness comes from regular chanting of the holy name. It gives me great joy to know that you have understood this and try to chant as much as possible. And same thing Prabhupada says, when he got a letter from a devotee that he is increasing his japa, he said, yes, that's very good, you should go on increasing, but never decrease. So we should take inspiration from all our acharyas and pray to Lord, oh Harinam, please purify me, please have mercy on me, please appear in my tongue and in my heart so that I can constantly remember the divine couple Radha Vrindavan Chandra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Shri Hari Nam Prabhu Ki Jai. Now let us offer our respectful obeisances and to all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord who are just like desirees, who can fulfill the desires of everyone and who are full of compassion for the fallen conditioned souls. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhu patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo. Ananta kodi vaishnavrindiki.